All right, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking about culture shock.
I'm shocked by culture.
That's kind of, I mean, that's what we're talking about. We really wouldn't make that face usually.
No, but you're surprised when you go to certain places, how people do things, the food they eat, you know, the clothes they wear, the way they communicate. But here, for the last, for yesterday and today, for these 2 days, we're talking about how different people will travel around on public transportation.
Right. So in Taiwan, we learned that, you know, even if the bus seems full, the bus driver will probably pull over and let more people on.
Yep.
In Canada, Lucia said that doesn't really happen, which is true. I have seen it happen.
Right,
so, yeah.
True. I mean, in the subway here, sometimes people will have to wait for one or two more trains.
That
the
I've
good
done.
The good thing is, though, that in Taiwan, buses and especially the MRT, they come really frequently.
That's right. MRT is in the day every 3 minutes?
2 or 3 minutes, And other places, you might have to wait 5 minutes or even more. So even though it's crowded, you can still get home quickly here,
which
I love.
Me too. All right. Well, we haven't found out what happened in the UK and Simon's experiences. So let's find out about that today.
Okay.
Culture shock!
On the bus.
Simon and Lucia are still on the bus.
Are the buses crowded in the UK?
Yes, and the drivers also don't stop if they're full. In England, there are double-decker buses. They have 2 floors, so you can sit upstairs. That means there are twice as many seats.
There are buses like that in Hong Kong as well.
They still get crowded during rush hour, though.
In Vancouver, lots of the buses are electric. They get power from wires above the streets.
Some cities in the UK have trams. They're electric as well, but they follow a fixed track, like a train.
The bus arrives at another stop.
This is my stop.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Lucia gets off the bus. Simon continues his trip to work.
Word power!
Floor. Floor. I walk up the stairs to the 3rd floor every day. I walk up the stairs to the 3rd floor every day. Upstairs. Upstairs. My arms hurt because I carried the heavy box upstairs. My arms hurt because I carried the heavy box upstairs. Electric. Electric. Some new cars are electric and don't need gas to drive. Some new cars are electric and don't need gas to drive. Power. Power. The food in the refrigerator went bad when the power went out last night. The food in the refrigerator went bad when the power went out last night.
认识字汇
Wire Fixed Track
All right, so what's going on in today's dialogue? Well, again, Simon and Lucia are traveling to work in the morning on a crowded bus, and from our first sentence there, it looks like they haven't arrived yet. They're still on their way. So it says Simon and Lucia are still on the bus.
They are continuing
on their journey. I think at the end of yesterday's dialogue, a few people had gotten off the bus, so there was a little bit more space.
Right.
So hopefully they're a little more relaxed right now. But Lucia was explaining how things are done in Canada, how, you know, what she remembers about taking a bus there. So now she asks Simon, Are the buses crowded in the UK? Because he's from the UK, he's from Britain. Hmm. Maybe she's talking about, you know, in London or somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has an answer for her, and he says, yes, and the drivers also don't stop if they're full. He was asking about why they do this in Canada, but he already knows, because they do the same thing in the UK. The buses are full, they just keep going.
There you go. It's not like the old days when they didn't have doors in London and you could just kind of jump on and hold on to a pole.
Right.
It's not too safe, so they don't do that anymore. But now we see Simon and he's sort of remembering and thinking back to how things were when he lived in England. It says Simon remembers the double-decker buses in the UK. Most of you have either seen these on your travels in the UK or certainly seen pictures. Yeah, buses in London and several other big cities there, as well as in Hong Kong, right? They have these double-decker buses, two floors. You can actually go upstairs and sit up above the driver.
I actually saw one of those in Taipei this morning.
Really? Oh, right, they have that tourist bus.
The tourist ones, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Simon says in England, there are double-decker buses. And these are not sort of special tourist buses. These are just regular buses that people take. I used to take one to school when I lived in London.
Yes.
Lots of fun.
I've been on one, too. I was in London a few years ago. We were supposed to be able to take the metro to where we were going.
The tube.
Yeah, and there was a delay, so sent us on a bus, and I wasn't supposed to take that bus, but it was just a normal touristy thing for me.
Sure. Yeah. Did you sit up top at the very front?
Of course I did.
Of course, you have to sit at the front, and you kind of feel like you're the captain of the bus.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
All right. Well, Simon, he continues on. He says, they have two floors, so you can sit upstairs. Now, let's find out what we mean by floor here. Floor is a noun. It's spelled F-L-O-O-R, floor. And let's find out what it means. All right, we are talking about the noun floor here. Now, when you think about the floor, you might think about the part of the room that you stand on, right? And that is called a floor. But here, a floor is kind of like the level of a building that you are in. So if the Taipei 101 has 101 floors, there are floors that you can go up, and each floor is a different stage, okay? So in a house that has an upstairs and a downstairs, you could say there are two floors. There's a lower level and a top level. Here's an example sentence. I walk up the stairs to the third floor every day. I walk up the stairs to the third floor every day. All right, now, of course, if you only have two floors on a double-decker bus, double obviously means two, then what you're doing to go to the top is you're going up the stairs.
Yeah, I've never heard of a triple-decker bus with three floors.
That would be terrifying.
That would be terrifying and hard to get into a tunnel.
So the adverb upstairs is spelled U-P-S-T-A-I-R-S, upstairs. And when we use it, we're talking about being on an upper level of a building with stairs. So if you have two levels in your house and you go up to the top level, you will be upstairs. As an example, we could say, my arms hurt because I carried the heavy box upstairs. My arms hurt because I carried the heavy box upstairs. All right. Not only does that mean that more people can sort of get on the bus.
Right. Or you can go upstairs and have a cool view as you ride on the bus. But there's actually a very useful reason why double-decker buses are great.
That's right. It says here, Simon continues speaking. He says, that means there are twice as many seats.
Right. Exactly. Some cities kind of have those really long buses where they almost stick two together.
Oh,
so it's kind of like a snake. But in London, they have very small, narrow streets in some parts. So double-decker buses make a lot of sense. Although the trees sometimes get hit by the buses as they go by. But that's a small price to pay. And it's much easier to get around.
All right. Well, let's find out what we mean by twice as, what we said in that sentence. Now, when we say twice as many plus a noun, we're saying that there are double the number of something. So, of course, if a normal bus has 15 seats, a double-decker bus will have twice as many. So it will have
215.
No.
Oh, 6,000.
No.
17?
No.
30. 30. Yay! Yeah. I got it right.
Twice as many. 15 plus 15 is 30. Here's another one. Let's see if Mike can get this one.
Okay.
If I have one cat,
yes,
and my sister has twice as many cats,
mm-hmm,
that means she has...
A tiger.
No.
Well, two cats put together, it's like a tiger. She has two cats.
That's right.
I have two cats, too.
Aww.
I don't want to have double that. I don't want to have four cats. Two is enough.
Right.
And I don't want a tiger, either.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back to our dialogue. So they're talking about double-decker buses, mm-hmm, in London. Yep, they're all over the place. They're red. They're easy to find. And then she's kind of thinking that, actually, even though London is famous for its double-decker buses, that's, mm-hmm, not the only place you can find them.
That's right.
She mentions something we talked about just briefly. There are buses like that in Hong Kong, as well.
That's,
yes,
right.
So if you want to see a double-decker bus for whatever reason, mm-hmm, you don't have to fly all the way to Britain. You can just go to Hong Kong and see them. They have them there as well. When, mm-hmm, we say as well, we're like saying also. They, mm-hmm, have them in Hong Kong also, or they also have them in Hong Kong. Just,
right,
showing that these two places have a same situation for whatever we're talking about. In this,
exactly,
case, double-decker buses.
That's right. All right, well, even in London, mm-hmm, even with twice as many seats,
mm-hmm,
Simon says, mm-hmm, they still get crowded during rush hour, though.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's true in Hong Kong,
mm-hmm,
as well.
Exactly. Now, we've talked about rush hour a couple of times today. We should probably describe what that is for you. Rush, mm-hmm, hour is the time of day that there are many people traveling to work, that's in the morning,
mm-hmm,
or back to their homes after work in the evening. So basically, in rush hour Taiwan, at least in Taipei, is, mm-hmm, between 7 and 8:30, probably,
yeah,
9.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. And then in the evenings, from about 5 to about 7:30. It's rush hour.
That's when most people are, mm-hmm, going to work and coming home from work, or going,
right,
to school,
right,
and coming home from school, too. So at, mm-hmm, that time, there'll be more cars on the road,
right,
more people in the buses and trains. And if you're going somewhere, you have to add a little bit of time,
right,
because things move more slowly at rush,
right,
hour.
Exactly. All right.
So back to Lucia. Now, she's, mm-hmm, remembering what it was like in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
She's from the city of Vancouver. And she says, in Vancouver, lots of the buses are electric.
Ooh.
Yes, that's very true. They have,
mm-hmm,
these lovely electric buses, and they get powered by sort of wires that run over the street, just like you might see those wires over train tracks here in Taiwan. And these,
mm,
things sort of attach from the bus up to the wires, and,
mm-hmm,
that's how they move. It's great,
mm-hmm,
most of the time, but it also is good. It doesn't produce so much pollution. Let's,
right,
talk about this adjective electric.
Mm-hmm.
E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C is how we spell the word. Let's find out more about it now. All right, anything that is electric, the adjective, it just means it's powered by electricity, all right? So a lot of the things that you would have in your home, for example, are electric. Your television, your computer, your microwave oven, your coffee maker, your lights, these are all electric. We don't burn oil or burn gas or wood or anything like that. We power these machines by electricity, so we can say it's an electric something. Now, of course, most of these things are only electric. You wouldn't say, oh, that's my electric television set, because you don't have a television set that you need to burn wood to make it work. But there are things that can be both, like cars, buses, scooters, things like that. So an electric car, an electric bus, an electric scooter is different because you don't use oil or gas, you use electricity. For example, some new cars are electric and don't need gas to drive. Some new cars are electric and don't need gas to drive, like those Teslas. Right? Teslas, they're all electric.
Yep.
All of those, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a few of those here, but actually I was in Hong Kong a few,
mm-hmm,
months ago. I saw a lot of Teslas there.
Mm.
I've never seen so many. They're kind of cool. But
more Gogoros here, though.
That's right. Mm. Those are very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular electric scooters. So these are all electric buses, cars, scooters. They're also good because, of course, they don't produce pollution.
That's right.
The way other cars and stuff would.
Exactly. And, you know, Lucia, she explains a little bit more how they work. She says they, that's the buses, get power from wires above the streets.
Right.
And now, of course, Mike, you explained electric already.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about power here now. Power is a noun. It's spelled P-O-W-E-R, power. Let's find out what it means. All right, we are talking about the noun power, which is closely related to the adjective Mike just taught, electric. So power is the energy that you need to make a machine work. And this is important for electric machines like your phone or your computer. They have batteries in them, but when these batteries die, you need to plug them in to get electricity, that's spelled E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C-I-T-Y, to make it work again. Here's an example. The food in the refrigerator went bad when the power went out last night. The food in the refrigerator went bad when the power went out last night. All right, of course, you know, Lucia was talking about the electric buses.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon's thinking back and he says something else happens in the UK.
That's right. He's remembering the situation in the UK and Britain. Of course, we talked about the double-decker buses in London. Those are not electric, as far as I know. They're powered by gas, like many older cars. But it says Simon remembers the trams in the UK. Now, a tram is something, I'm not sure they have trams here in Taiwan. I've been on a tram in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in Hong Kong, they have double-decker trams over in the city part in Hong Kong Island.
Mm-hmm.
But trams are basically like a bus that goes on rails through the city. So it's kind of like a train, but usually there's only one car, and it's about the size of your typical bus. But they run on rails, so they kind of only go through certain parts of the city.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of an older technology, but some cities might have them. In Europe, I think they're more common than they are in some other places. So that's what we call a tram. And yes, trams are also usually powered by electricity. So Simon says some cities in the UK have trams.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Well, he explains a little bit more. He says they're electric as well, but they follow a fixed track like a train.
Mm.
All right. So what is a fixed track? Well, a track is something that's on the ground, okay, like a train moves on. And a fixed track is, it just means it's not going to move.
That's
right. It's just going to stay in the same place.
It's attached to the ground.
Mm-hmm. And the tram is going to follow the same track the whole time.
Right.
All right. Well, let's continue on in our article.
Mm-hmm. So tracks are, we would use that to talk about trams, but also trains, right? Wherever trains travel, they have to travel on tracks. They can't turn on the road and go any direction they want. They only follow the tracks. All right, so back to the situation. What's happening back on their bus? It says the bus arrives at another stop.
Right.
All right, so this is another place where people can get on and get off. And this is an important spot for Lucia. She says, this is my stop. She was enjoying their conversation and kind of thinking about all the different ways they've traveled around that she might have not noticed. So it's time for her to ring the bell and jump off the bus.
Right. And Simon, of course, he's staying on the bus. So he says, okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucia, as she gets off the bus, she says, you too. You also have a great day.
Oh, that's so nice. All right. Well, we finish off our article with a scenario. Lucia gets off the bus. Simon continues his trip to work. That is the end of today's article. We'll see you back here after Magic Box for review time.
Magic Box. 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Peggy。我今年在跟我妈聊天，她感叹说，哎呀，现在物价飞涨，以前一碗牛肉面可能不用50块或是50块，现在我们家巷口的牛肉面一碗卖100多，现在的价格足足是以前的2倍多。The price for beef noodles today is twice as high as it was 20 years ago. 现在的牛肉面价格是20年前的两倍，真的是有点可怕。这边我们来学学倍数的表达方法啦。刚刚大家应该有注意到我用了一个字叫做 twice， 没错，就是知名韩国女团的那个字 twice。这个字不当作女团的名字的时候有两个意思，一个是两次，另一个就是我刚刚说的牛肉面价格两倍的两倍啦。而要表达 A 是 B 的两倍的时候，我们就可以用 A is twice as， 这边加一个形容词 B， A is twice as something as B， 意思就是说 B 乘以2等于 A。 假如在讲数量多寡呢，就是 twice as muchTwice as many， 讲大小则是 twice as big。 可是英文怎么这么麻烦，两倍就两倍，直接讲 two times 就好了，为什么要讲成 twice 呢？哎，不要担心，只有两倍比较特别，超过两倍以上的数字直接用数字加上复数的 times， 这样就可以咯。所以呢，三倍就是 three times， 四倍就是 four times，那285倍就是 285 times， 这样就轻松多了吧。 times 在这边就是倍数的意思。那我们现在就来现学现卖一下吧。苏格兰 Scotland 这个地方的面积是台湾的两倍大，这是我有去查，是维基百科说的。这句话的英文要怎么说呢？不要走开，答案马上揭晓咯。
The answer isScotland is twice as big as Taiwan. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, welcome back to review time. The last time, you made me guess some word power words.
I did. I was very mean. Although I gave you one word
you did.
For free.
Yeah.
It wasn't so bad.
This time, no hints from me. I'm going to give you a spelling bee.
You're tough. A spelling bee?
That's right.
I got to spell the words?
Exactly.
So, can I look at them as I spell them?
Nope.
That would be cheating.
It would be.
Dang.
All right. I'm going to give you a definition. You have to spell that word power
word. Oh, and I have to guess the word before I spell it?
Yeah.
What am I, Einstein?
All right. Here we go. Number one. This is a part of a building that can have, it can be at a different level. It can be at a lower level, a top level. There can be 101 of them.
Oh.
It can be two of them.
Okay, thanks for that little hint. 101 is the name of that famous building, 101, here in Taiwan. And I know it's called that, not because it's that many feet or meters tall, because it has that many floors.
That's right.
101 floors, and floor is spelled F-L-O-O-R.
Perfect.
Floor.
You got it. All right, here's another one.
Okay.
This is what you're going to do when you walk between the bottom floor and the second floor. You're going to go...
Get tired.
Yes.But that's not what I want.
Oh, dang. Oh, I see. I'm going from the second floor to the first floor to the second, or the second to the third.
Right.
I'm going that away. I'm going upstairs.
Yes.
U-P, stairs, S-T-A-I-R-S, upstairs.
All right. Well, you guys, there are two words left. We don't have time for them today. So you guys can go give your own friends a quiz. We are going to say goodbye, though. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Culture Shock!
On the bus.
Simon and Lucia are still on the bus.
Are the buses crowded in the UK?
Yes, and the drivers also don't stop if they're full. In England, there are double-decker buses. They have two floors, so you can sit upstairs.That means there are twice as many seats.
There are buses like that in Hong Kong as well.
They still get crowded during rush hour, though.
In Vancouver, lots of the buses are electric. They get power from wires above the streets.
Some cities in the UK have trams. They're electric as well, but they follow a fixed track, like a train.
The bus arrives at another stop.
This is my stop.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Lucia gets off the bus. Simon continues his trip to work.
Floor. I walk up the stairs to the third floor every day. I walk up the stairs to the third floor every day. Upstairs. My arms hurt because I carried the heavy box upstairs. My arms hurt because I carried the heavy box upstairs. Electric. Some new cars are electric and don't need gas to drive. Some new cars are electric and don't need gas to drive. Power. The food in the refrigerator went bad when the power went out last night. The food in the refrigerator went bad when the power went out last night.
认识字汇
Wire Fixed Track